When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Forever Dog.
It's Tim Heidecker's Office Hours Live, April. What day is it? What is it?
23rd.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd.
This show just can't be about talking about numbers.
We are back on a Tuesday. Two for Tuesday here. We've got two guests.
Woo!
And easy.
Sorry.
That's not introduced yet. We'll reset.
Okay.
Please, just chill.
His testicles became swollen.
Sure.
Okay.
Ready
whenever you are.
Welcome to DJ Doug Pound.
Good morning.
And Victor Berger the IV sitting behind me.
What's zip, everybody? Check this out.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's out already.
You just downed this whole thing?
Yeah, he did.
Let's do some whippets. Have you ever done whippets?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you have to
sweet
pull
Hey, look, it's sweet rose coconut whipped topping with real, made with real coconut cream.
It's so good.
Good luck to you on that. That should be good for you. We are back on a Tuesday here, and we have tremendous guests for you today. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce them right now. From the new movie from Disney. Disney's new motion picture coming to theaters everywhere. Stressed Positions.
Woo!
Disney. Writer, director, and star Theda Hamill. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Theda Hamill. Like Theda Wave?
Like Theda what? Oh, yeah, like a Theda Wave.
I use those at night sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that do? It just helps you sleep.
It's a certain frequency, the megahertz. Exactly perfect for relaxation.
Pounding, pounding, pounding.
Okay.
Check the frequency, Kenneth. And John Early is here as well. He'll be joining us later. Johnny Boy! Johnny E, as I call you.
Yeah.
Johnny E coming in from the East Coast.
It's true. We're coming in fresh from New York.
Because
last night, in fact.
Wow. Talk to me about the flight.
I watched Girl Interrupted.
Okay.
And, you know, as they say about movies on planes, I was sobbing. Yeah, it was just, it fully got in. There was no barrier.
What were you watching?
I watched some movies on my laptop.
Oh. Nothing you'd want to reveal?
No big titles. What?
Nothing you want to reveal?
These
are the hard-hitting questions.
They're small, but it would sound like I was...
Pretentious?
Yeah, it would sound pretentious. So I'll just say I watched some pretentious movies on my laptop.
Were they NSFW?
No, they were SW. They were SFW.
Got some guy peeking over there. Some nudity. Some nudity on an airplane. People watching Oppenheimer with all that nudity.
I fucking hate the woke.
All right. Well, all we're going to do is laugh. So I hope you're at home laughing. I see somebody in the Zoom room sipping away, Vic. We got Diana Howland. Diana, what are you sipping on? Let's bring Diana in to find out what she's sipping on.
Anybody there?
Diana, what the hell are you sipping on? Diet Coke?
Hello?
Sipping on lemonade?
Oh, wait. We got Popeyes.
Woo! Woo! Tea.
Love that chicken.
Is it sweet tea?
It's lemonade.
Mm. Okay. You know you can do a half and half with an Arnold Palmer. A woman's
like an appendage. I don't know if they do that. I don't know if they'll fall out.
What else do you get at that Popeyes?
I got some chicken, biscuit, fries, and some dips.
You gotta get the shrimp. The shrimp. The scramp. Get the scramp. No?
Did you get that okay. Uber Eats, or did you go there and pick it up in the drive-thru?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in NYC, seamless, all the way.
Okay. What about Katz's Deli? What about Joe's Pizza? Come on, what about...
Hey.
I love chains. I love brands, brands.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Popeyes, probably.
Mm. Ever had Popeyes?
I actually I don't think I've ever had Popeyes. No,
what?
What was that?
Oh, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Where'd that come
from? I don't know. Oh, it was you. I'm sorry. There it is. You ever watch Popeye cartoons?
No.
Oh my God, John, you would love them.
Really?
For real.
The
old 30s ones are psychedelic.
Yeah.
They're the best. They're the best.
Okay.
You would love it. Cab Calloway stuff.
And I don't, you know, I would love to revisit the movie.
Movie's great.
Yeah, everyone, it is, yeah.
Was it a bomb?
It was a bomb.
Yeah.
I have a funny, endearing story about that.
Yeah.
I worked with the... Thank you for watching.
thank you.
We're going to get to me now.
Enjoy that.
Keep on sipping.
It's not her show. You know what? Fuck it. I won't tell this story.
No! Oh, come on.
Well, they built that whole set like on an island.
It's
or something,
still there.
Right? You can still go visit it.
Wait,
yeah.
the Robert Altman one?
Yeah. Robert.
The Wobble Wobble?
The Robert Altman film Popeye. Yes, they built the set. It's still there. And so I had the pleasure and honor of working with the Popeye himself, Robin Williams.
Whoa.
Before he passed away. And we got to be pretty friendly. You don't know this about me?
I don't know this.
And he was very friendly. We got along very well. He's very funny, of course, doing lots of bits. He would have loved you, John.
Oh.
He would have appreciated your work. I'm sure. He's a big independent
film
guy.
Where did you work with
Robin Williams? Well, 1 hour photo. 1 hour photo.
What was the gig?
It was that Mork and Mindy reboot they did.
No,
our movie.
Shut up.
It was a very dark movie. Mindy had passed away.
Oh, this always happens.
Mindy passed away, and it was called Mork After Mindy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am making that up, but I did work with him on a Christmas movie. It was an actual Christmas movie.
Why are you being cagey about the title?
It's because I think they changed the title, but I think it was called Merry Friggin' Christmas. Look it up, Vic.
I don't know.
Oh, I know about it. Joel Osteen.
Joel McHale.
No, Joel McHale.
Mary Joel Osteen.
That would be incredible.
And written by Joel Osteen. And anyway, the story is, but way the buildup is way bigger than the story. But I was talking to him about Popeye. And I said, that was a crazy movie. Must have been crazy. Said, oh, yeah. Oh, big time. A lot of cocaine. A lot of cocaine. You know, like,
yeah.
Which we all knew. But then, and he would always say, one thing about Robin was he would always say, oh, big time, big time. Oh, Like instead of yes, you go, oh, big time. So switch positions. Oh, big time. Did you like it? Oh, big time. Right, big time. And so I had known this about him, spending some time with him. And I asked him about Robert Evans, the producer. Mm-hmm. The kid stays in the picture, Robert Evans. I said, oh, that must have been crazy working with him. Oh, and I said, is he still alive? I didn't know. Was he still alive? He goes, oh, big time. And I go, well, Robin.
You're not listening.
Not big time. I mean, he may be alive. But big time? And he goes, oh.
Oh, my God.
There is the great one.
Wow.
How great is Robin Williams, huh?
No so spinach? Great. Only the cocaine. No spinach these days.
No, just spinach. Just
once Robin gotten.
Okay.
I was watching the documentary, sorry.
We need to settle down. Calm down. Reset.
I think Robin...
Oh, we actually have a photo of you and Robin. Look at this.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, oh my God.
Look at... See, that was my part, my character. I was playing some redneck... brother-in-law. There he is, my
That's
friend.
Amazing.
And my dad got to come up because we were shooting in Atlanta and he was driving up from Florida and stopped by set. And he got to meet Robin and he couldn't believe it.
That's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. You didn't watch Mork and
I
Mindy.
I didn't watch Mork and Mindy. I mean, they were rerunning it in my childhood, but I never...
Connect.
Got into it, yeah.
Shame on you, and well, you're lost.
I know, truly.
Mork and Mindy is in the Happy Days universe, am I right?
Wait, really? Like in the extended universe?
Yeah.
Yeah, an alien showed up in Happy Days.
And it was Mork.
That's crazy.
But then it was it was 20 years later, because Mork was set in the present in the 70s.
Right. Happy Days was like the 50s, right?
Or
Yeah.
All right, let's settle down. I had a quick announcements because, next week I'm going to be out. We have guest hosts planned.
We'll crossover with our pals at the World Record Podcast. B-Man and A-Train will be here next week.
I was not asked.
You wouldn't do it.
Yes, I would.
Are you putting yourself on the record and saying that you would guest host all this
If you were out of town, I would love
Let's
to guest host.
Let's do it. We got
to
get
Do you hear that, folks? That's on the record. Cut to, hey, John, the opportunity has arisen. Oh, I wish I could, but I'm going to be out of town. Son of a bitch.
Fuck you. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Now, we didn't have you bust in. We talked about this.
We also have no song
Don't we?
Wait.
Well,
we don't.
We don't have a song prepared.
But you have something, clearly.
Just bring on him.
I
did write you a song.
Really?
Yeah. Do we want to get that over with now?
Oh, sorry. You can roll it out whenever you want.
Do you all really believe this?
You ready? You want it?
Because I've written songs for you in the past.
Yeah.
I do love the word. I love singing John Early. I love those words together. So I've done a few songs. And yesterday, I luckily had a little time. I said, I should get something ready. And I tried. I don't think it's my best work.
Okay.
But it's a minute. We should just listen to it. And I think, I don't know.
It's pre-recorded?
For sure, yes. Okay. It's full production.
He's got a movie coming out that everybody's talking about. Stress Positions is the name and everyone says it's great. But I don't want to feel too stressed out. But I know what he expects of me. 'Cause every time he comes in the studio, I've got to have a song for him. I've got to have a song for him. So I'm going to say, I'll just sit on a plane. Wow. John Early movie.
We're still lucky.
There you go.
Wow.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
That's so special, Tim.
Thank you.
That'll be.
I know
we
you
say.
Must have thought of me, and then went to John when I was not available.
You would have been great in it.
I know you actually would.
It seemed totally implausible.
No, come on.
It seemed totally. I'll do any old you would have thing. Been fantastic.
I know,
Tim. I wrote a song too for John.
Let's hear it. John has got a
movie coming out. No, I hate that.
Strength Positions is the name. Is this AI?
Is AI? Great. Hey, yeah.
Dude. And Vic is
you guys are so amazing. Feel too stressed out, but I know what he expects of me. Cause every time he comes to the studio, I gotta have a song for him. Yeah, I gotta have a song same lyric. For him.
Yeah.
An original song for him. And here it is.
Wow. Whoa, it's kind of breaking down. John Early is
starring in a movie. Doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. I'll tell you.
That's so amazing, Vic.
I will. Thank you. I don't know how to tell you this, but going. Is the camera on me?
We can.
And this
that
is
happen.
My camera.
Yeah.
Okay. That's gonna go straight to grid.
Holy shit!
What? That's amazing.
You're kidding.
I mean, we're really so grid. Lucky to that's have pinned. Any kind of content for this promotional tour that okay. we didn't have to generate. Yeah, it's like yeah, the it's nicest so feeling in the world.
It's yeah. so much better.
Well, the movie I didn't get to see yet.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not. But I loved the trailer, and what I was going to tell you right before we began, but I love all the physicality in there. There's like real big, like kind of slapsticky moves from you, which we all love to see.
John thank does you. Huge slapsticks.
But that's also, you know, huge Data putting balls. It in the script. That sure. wasn't me on set going, what if I slipped on a piece of raw chicken?
No, John's a very amazing, gifted physical comedian.
Yeah, so, you were you writing it with him in mind?
Yeah. Always for John.
A thank vehicle.
John is my muse, my inspiration.
How do you guys know each other?
John got into the acting school I wanted to get into,
Q
but
stuff.
Didn't.
Q stuff?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
What Q? Oh, Q.
That's the Q world.
You guys met in the answer.
No. This is a good. No,
please, you're providing the grounding.
I'll be the grounded, earnest person. Yeah. But
and I'll be
no,
up
we've just known each other for a while from theater and stuff.
Yeah.
For over 14 years now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price line.
Fantastic.
Didn't right. you do theater school?
Shh. Oh. Juilliard.
But
I didn't do
you?
Theater. I did film school.
Oh.
But I did theater school when I was a kid.
But did you do theater? Like,
no, a little bit when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
And then to high school, I did.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Not at high school. Like, when I was in high school, I was in a theater company.
Okay.
And then I did it a little bit when I lived in Philadelphia, just a little bit of independent theater.
Whoa.
I did a gay play.
This is, I think, what I was trying to drag out of you. I feel like you've told me this.
Giovanni's Room.
Yes. The James Baldwin.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Were you a gay guy in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was like, I think the character was bi, because he had a girlfriend, uh-huh. and then he fell in love with this African
Pan,
man.
Pan, by the way. Pan.
Is that it? It is Pan.
It's Pan, Tim. Mm-hmm.
What if you that's only gay. Like two genders?
then it is bi.
Thank you.
Then it is bi.
Yeah. I need to know everything. I need to get caught up.
I don't know. I was only recently corrected about Pan.
I think bi includes the... If like bi is the two poles, then it should encompass everything between them.
I agree.
Well, let's do a poll. wait, I lost track.
Sorry.
Country gate.
Oh, this AI shit. Holy shit. I created a monster back here. I think I created a monster a long time ago.
Did that
ago.
Cost money?
It was like $30 a month for 2,000 songs.
Wow.
I'm already halfway through it.
So here's my position on this. Vic has lost his mind.
I mean, years ago that happened.
But he, what this, I don't even want to name this company because I think it's.
Oh, come on.
So what
Suno.
They.
Suno.
Look at you.
Suno.
Mm-hmm. Sue N-O, believe me.
But they've got him by the balls.
Here's the positive. Here's the kind of compelling thing about it. It is insane technology. So A friend of mine showed told me about it. I went on there, and my daughter was doing a science project that some of the audience might know about. It was a science project about cockroaches.
Wait, really?
It was called Cockroach Intelligence.
Oh, my God.
You nerds!
What?
Nerds!
And so my friend told me about this thing where you put in some description of what kind of music you want and then some lyrics or some ideas for lyrics. And then in 10 seconds, a full song is generated. Like a radio-ready song.
Wow.
I made the mistake of sending it to Vic, and oh, no. He's gone bananas with it.
No.
Let's hear one.
Yes.
That might not be the best example.
This is the best one.
What did you give the probe? But what was the prompt?
Diggy dugga woo woo woo. And I did like novelty songs from the 50s, and you can get real specific. Yeah. And I think your algorithm keeps working with you and knows what you like. And
what was the one that was for Tim, Vic, and Doug?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me find that one. I got that somewhere. But here's this one.
Tim. Oh, Tim. Tim. Oh. Tim. Apple. Tim. Tim. Apple. Tim.
Tim. Apple. Tim. Tim. Apple. Apple.
Tim. Orange. Call me Tim.
Tim. Tim. Banana. Tim. Buck. Tim. Tim. Buck. Three. Tim. Tim.
It's now, generating Tim, the lyrics from a prompt? Yeah.
Well, I put the lyrics in.
Oh, got it.
So it's like I actually have a degree in songwriting. So I don't. Mm. I actually have one. No one else does, but it's so pointless. But I'm just like fascinated with it that like it just like wipes out anything all the years I spent like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this can just be done easily. But
it's fascinating. But it's going to be here. It sparks, you know, a great debate about whether this is ethical to be using.
Yeah.
In making art or making, and you know, it's first of all, when as you keep making them, they start becoming more less and less interesting because I think they start sounding all kind of the same, even though the styles are different. I agree. Well,
wait, hold
I
on. Stick my hold on. Hold on. Let me play one for you.
I have some pretty cool ones.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
Doug, stay out of this.
I was making avant-garde.
That's really
wait,
cool.
Hold on. Wait. This one.
It's like Radiophonic Workshop.
No, that's not it.
All right.
This one.
That's the original. That's awesome.
But I stand on the side of artists and creators and think that we have to have boundaries and, it's fun and it's silly.
Yeah.
But I would hate to see us lose our community out there. See, this is the position I'm taking because it's going to look good.
Yeah.
Tim, I think people are always going to want to listen to music that there's a person, a human behind it.
I hope you're right.
AI can make.
But you should see our text thread because it's just Vic sending this insane mentally ill stuff.
But I bet they're using it like in, like even if it's not the final song that they're using for like a pop star, say, I bet they're using it in sessions just to like, in songwriting sessions.
They say most of this new Taylor Swift thing is all full AI.
But Tim, you use like AI drums in your songs.
I don't. Right. Well, I guess this logic has I don't know if we would call that AI.
Oh, it definitely is. It's AI.
Hi.
It can tell where it is in the song. It knows where to put fills. You can drag a little bit. It does it all for you. But I think it, like AI is a tool for creativity and helps you express things.
It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope.
And let's hear from the viewers. They can write to us and tell us their thoughts. But just be careful with it. Okay, it's a tool. I get it. Tools, hammers can put in nails and it can knock someone out. Right?
Please call me back. 8-6-6-2-5-5-3-4-5-3-4-5.
I didn't even talk about my Western shirt. Now that is not AI.
No.
And you're both wearing black. Is there some kind of thing
I'm
statement
more navy
here?
Today.
I just don't have any other clothes.
I hear you.
I think it's very dignified. You're all black on the press tour. And I honestly was like mostly navy. You have to have a uniform to get through this kind of stuff.
I feel like it always goes wrong trying something. Like trying something with a color. I always look back on it and I'm so mortified.
Yeah. Well, the glasses are nice. There's a little pop of color there.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on mixing black and navy, like in the same outfit?
Well, look at him.
Is that what it is?
It works on John. Actually, I promise y'all this is navy, and I actually won't say that anymore. but I think my shoes and socks are black.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So I don't know. Is that like?
I think it works. I've been told, don't do it.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One black water.
You and your faces.
What?
Oh,
Tim. Let us do this. By the way, are you watching? I know you were probably watching the NHL playoffs.
Yeah. Why?
So who? I mean, I know it's early, but who are you loving?
The twos.
All right. The twos?
The twos.
The tubes.
The twos.
The Jews? It's like a, you know, the Jews hockey team.
The Jew thing I just do for the homeboys.
All right. Happy Passover.
Thank you.
Matt?
Thank you.
Did you celebrate?
We forgot to.
It never even came up on my calendar. Sometimes, you know, I have the holidays calendar.
Yeah.
You didn't get any invites, actually. So if anyone wants to invite me to their Seder.
How many days do we got for the Passover?
Is it 8? No, that's Hanukkah.
See, the Christians have compressed everything. You get one, you get Christmas, Easter, July 4th. What should we do, Matt? We could do the City of the Day.
Yeah, let's get that over with, yeah?
This whole show is getting things over. Just get there. How about live in the moment? All right, folks. The City of the Day is sponsored by... The Final Four. We'll trim that later. The Final Four. Do you have a loved one who wishes they could play just one more round of golf before they head to the great country club in the sky? Well, now there's your laugh track. Well, now there's the Final Four, the deathbed golf fulfillment solution that lets dying golfers put a ball in a hole before you put them in one. The Final Four will provide a team of nurse caddies who will wheel your golfer across all 18 holes and make sure their final round is the best and final game of their life. So before you pull the plug, let your loved one pull a club one more time with the Final Four. Office Hours listeners get 3 free balls of cream of wheat flavored golf hungering when you order today. Now check out this wonderful 6-second promotional jingle, please created entirely, I hope, by Doug Lusenhop. We're all gonna grow, but we get one more game of golf with the Final Four. Woo! All right. Is that a Suno or a Doug?
Wow. I made that one.
Oh, there you go. Let's hear it for creativity.
All right. I did one AI one, and that was it.
Okay, you could have just never admitted that.
No, well, it was. Anyway, whatever.
Anyways, who is our City of the Day today, Matt?
Sarah,
are you there? I get this wrong. What is our
City? Yes, hello.
Who is presenting? That's we should say. Who is presenting our City of the Day?
City of the Day is Roxborough, Pennsylvania.
Mm. And it is to confirm this is real.
Yes, this is real. Okay. I'm physically there right now.
It's a prank. It's not. She's not there. She's somewhere else.
No, I mean, this city is real.
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Yes, Roxborough is very real. It's like a. It's like the sister of Manayunk, if you're familiar. Like
I am, but no one else would be.
Just PA thinks, I guess.
You know who lives in my? You know who lives in Manayunk? My
who?
Uncle Manny. Whatever gets him to laugh, you know?
It gets me.
I'll do anything to make people laugh. Yeah. I'll do dark stuff. Do racist things. Whatever it takes.
So I've lied to my friend Asa and told him that I'm busy right now, and he's supposed to be visiting me. So what's the good
excuse?
So we
gotta hurry.
No. I wanted to do City of the Day and like kind of put off seeing him because we're seeing Tom Green tonight. So I don't need to see him for 8
That's
hours.
That's true. When you get the visit and people come and visit and then they're there all day and it's like you wouldn't want to spend time with your friend all day necessarily all the time.
No.
What's he doing?
He's a
showering up?
Friend too. He's from preschool. So I've known him for 20 years.
These people that can hang on.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What Play-Doh you used to use? What's there to go over anymore? Leave me alone.
He was friends with like some of my, two of my ex-boyfriends in high school. And then we like reconnected and now we've been good friends. But
is there something brewing there?
I know. I feel like there's going to be a full say anything.
After that Tom Green show, you both be all horned up.
Both have significant others.
Okay.
Wait. Well, where are the significant others visiting as
multiple
well?
Multiple orgasms.
My boyfriend is at work right now. He works at Music and Arts in Conshohocken. And I'm meeting his girlfriend for the first time today. So.
Wow. This sounds okay. Spicy.
This sounds like the plot to Mary's Friggin' Christmas.
I don't know why we're
Christmas.
Running into this. This is disrespectful.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. But what lie should I tell him? Why should I tell him I couldn't see him?
Well, where is he?
I think he's at like the Salvation Army down the road, but I don't like going there. So.
Oh, an elitist.
After knowing each other so long, you can't just say, I'll see you. I'm seeing you later.
Who's going to catch
We've
up on work?
Known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say this, but he's not a Office Hours fan. So
does he actively dislikes it?
He prefers Tom Green.
Does he actively
to
dislike
Office Hours? Well, why are you still his friend?
Wait, can I confirm this? He actively dislikes it, or he's just not aware of it?
Yes, he.
What?
Get him on
speakerphone.
He just said he doesn't enjoy a podcast that's filmed, even though he watches them all the time. But
what?
Does he watch Lex Friedman?
He's a very complicated man. I wish he was honestly here.
I think you could.
Your brains would blow.
I think you could tell him the truth and say you had a Zoom meeting, which is this.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
so
really good.
It's also the truth, but it's also a way of getting out of it.
Yeah. You can say
I
it
like
assertively.
That. Okay.
You won't have to.
I'll say I had a better Zoom meeting than whatever he's up to.
Oh, you don't have to qualify.
No, don't. Yeah.
No, just I know. We have like a sibling relationship, true. Though. So, like, we riff, we bully.
So an incestual relationship. Oh no! All right, I gotta get off the phone with you.
Wait, but she's doing City of the Day.
So City,
we already got it.
The City, so
yeah,
City,
City
of the Day is just whoever gets through the gate where they are is the City of the Day.
Yes. Oh, I thought they did a whole presentation.
I thought that I really was like, oh, they must leave clues and then the caller guesses.
Shush over there.
Wait, she wants to shout out her job. I think she should shout out her job.
Yeah,
if anybody's in Roxborough, Pennsylvania, you guys should come to New Ridge Brewing Company because it's super cool and they have really good beer and good vegan and gluten-free food. And even if you don't like breweries, it's a very nice place and I'm a bartender there. So,
John, let's hit a brewery tonight and watch the hockey game.
Oh, that would be incredible.
All right. Well, all the best to you. And tell Tom Green we said hello. We got to get Tommy on the show.
Yeah.
We tried before, and I don't know. He was up in
the
wilderness.
We're going to wear head to toe green.
He's coming back. I feel like there's like a resurgence.
There is a push.
There's a bit of push. Freddie got fingered
on Criterion
Channel.
That's wild.
It was like a.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it then. And then I think there's like a documentary or something coming.
I bet.
Okay.
Because you know his whole deal, he like dropped out of society and moved into the woods. Oh. Right, Vic?
Yeah.
He did a van show.
He's living in the woods and by a lake, doing all kinds of farm stuff.
Playing piano.
He's a horse.
Okay, well that's about it.
What?
I'm sure you saw last week we had Kate Berlant in the show.
Oh, I saw the clips coming. They're rolling out.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to do?
Well, I wasn't warned, which I thought was crazy, by either you or her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She talked about the Oscars without my consent.
That's right. Well, we don't have to hear that again.
No.
And I'll just get it from your side. You guys are okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
So you didn't see the show?
You didn't get a chance to watch the show. You saw the clip.
Saw the clip.
It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's nothing you want to do right now?
To Kate?
Yeah.
Nothing you want to look at?
Nothing you want to explore?
Is there something that I missed from the show?
You tell me.
Why don't you tell me what's going on right now?
Well, why don't you look behind you? Look at that dog. Look at that. What could be behind that dog?
What do you mean?
What could be? Open it up. Oh!
Whoa.
Did she do this?
I didn't.
Are you gay, straight, bi, A?
N-A or a liar.
Wow. Well, you could be a couple of those things. Absolutely. But I'll give you a... Do we have a... We should have a pen or something.
I should fill it out and leave it for her next appearance.
Cool, man.
You got a better one. This is probably a shit pen here. But Matt's got the good one.
I'm very
sorry. Oh!
Hey!
Mr. Sports!
That's Drum Corps. That's from Drum Corps. When you...
Drum Corps? Oh,
I was
right.
in Drum Corps.
Okay, I know.
Okay. Are you... I am gay.
That's a drop.
But I also
manufactured a drop.
I already got that one.
I'm gay.
I'm gay, and then sometimes I do feel kind of straight.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
opposite way.
Yeah, yeah. You're straight, way. And sometimes you feel gay. I'll do a little straight, and then you know sometimes I feel a little a. That's not true.
A, like asexual.
That's actually not true.
No, you're a horn.
Keep the people gay, but
you're a horn ball.
And then, yeah, I think it's gay and straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm gay.
This is so funny. And then I'm going to leave it here for her next appearance.
Okay. Okay. Which we don't know when that will be. And we'll probably have these walls done before.
Open plan knocked out.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, y'all. That was so exciting.
Yeah, well, we've never had you on together. And that's too much to handle.
I know, yeah.
You know, we've always dreamed of it. But
I think that's smart.
yeah,
we have a clip.
When he guest hosts, Kate can come on as the guest.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm so excited.
I mean, that's a different price point, I think. What do you have?
Do you want to go full podcast inception and we can watch Kate putting the note?
That doesn't sound very good.
This is confusing.
Oh, you want to do it?
No, she said some other stuff that he might run or respond to.
Let's drag this. Let's drive this into the ground. Let's go.
We're not.
Anybody there?
Are you still close with John?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll always have that bond.
Right, but it's definitely different now.
It's not the thing to talk about here, but we're close. Like, really, you know, court of law.
You always will love John. That's definitely.
I will always love John.
What I wanted to tell you was that John
the big news.
Is actually coming in next week to do the show. That's breaking news in its own.
Great. I didn't know he was coming to town.
What? And we thought that it would be fun because he's not watching the show. We got a little piece of paper there. And wondered if you would want to write him a note.
Okay,
that
great.
He could, and this, the point of this is to make him feel bad that he doesn't know about
it. The point of this is to make him feel bad.
Yeah. Nice.
Although he would have, now that this is behind the paywall, he would also have to be a Patreon or be.
Well, he's got big money. He's got big money.
Yeah.
He can afford $5 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Finish your note, but I think the key is now we want to keep the note secret.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want to. That's the point of.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Stay. Oh, that works beautifully.
Oh, there we go.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Out, by the way.
That genuinely did work on me in the way that I assume Inception would work on me, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, it was.
That was surreal.
She's such a. I mean, you're a great actor. She's a great actor. The commitment to that those emotions is. Sometimes too much to handle.
No, that was there were moments that were chilling and I was confused. Like, are we fighting?
Yeah, what did I do? What did
I say? So the naturalism in that one.
Oh, well, God bless. And you must have loved the show, the one woman show.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely loved it. I was a gigantic fan. It made me cry.
I know.
Every time.
Next question.
By the way, Stress Positions coming when?
It's playing right now in New York and it opens in LA on Friday the 26th.
By the way,
sunset. What the fuck?
Landmark sunset.
Landmark sunset.
Above the veggie grill.
Right above the veggie grill.
Well, it's exciting, and I wanted to, because I wrote about this on the Patreon, but I want a little competition out there. We got the People's Joker. Have you been reading about the People's Joker?
Yes, I want to see it.
And you did a Q&A for that.
I did and I didn't for you.
I asked him.
No, and I was legitimately out of town.
You're out of town. But that's totally fine. No, I haven't seen People's Joker, but I really am looking forward to seeing
Vera is a close friend, and she...
Close friend,
sure. She worked with us for 10 years or something.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
So I'm very proud of her, and...
Both films are playing right now at ISD in New York. It's a nice moment for trans cinema, I think.
And for
it's
me.
It's a trans...
And
trans...
And for absolutely.
I'm going to coin a phrase. It's a trans renaissance. Even Matt Carlin saw The People's Joker.
In L.A.? Is it in L.A.?
Yeah, like, it was at Vidiot for a night.
Dude, look at how dismissive he was.
I know.
It was at Vidiot.
It's weird how just movies, even though L.A. invented movies, they're just, they don't play here.
No. That's
true. You know what I mean?
I don't actually, because I do, but...
But when I go to New York, I'm like, there are 19 theaters you can see them in all the time, and then, like, you come here, and there's, like, new movies, I feel like. You can see them for, like, 5 seconds.
Right. Thoughts on the Jerry Seinfeld
quote.
I saw both of you, I feel like, tweet it today.
I didn't, but...
Oh, maybe I just saw you tweet
it. I tweeted it.
Yeah. What did he say?
It was something like, the movie business is dead, that kind of thing.
That's a little preemptive, like, what's that movie he's coming out with?
Frosted
Flakes.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tart movie.
I don't care if you like it. Movies are done anyway. Right. You know, what are you going to do?
It's not my fault.
Yeah, they were fine, but I'm sick of getting prisons in winter. I'd rather get prisons in summer. Doesn't Santa like nice weather? Yes, I have.
Yeah, I like this AI. I like when we do voices.
No, were you in that movie, in the Pop-Tart movie?
Am I in the Pop-Tart movie? No.
Because you know how literally everyone's in it.
I know.
It's Thanks crazy. For having me. I've got to go. My son has more clothes for me to try on and model.
Model. You know what? My hot take is I'm going to watch the fucking Pop-Tarts movie. I give a shit.
It'll just be on Netflix.
It'll be stupid.
Yeah.
It's not going to be some kind. It's not trying. It's just making a dumb movie.
And you're excited about that.
I'm not excited. I'm not jumping around for joy.
Do you remember years ago, like, I think it's a very low moment, like, the New York Times wrote, like, the anatomy of a joke, and it was, like, Jerry Seinfeld's, like, process of writing the Pop-Tart, his Pop-Tart joke.
Oh, my God.
Which is,
how insufferable.
Mortifyingly bad.
Oh, no.
When you actually hear it, but the way it was written of, it was like he found, like, Nirvana.
Bach. Oh, my God.
Like, for months and months, he was trying to figure out what was the right cap or button and it was,
this guy's love why are there
two
comedy.
Per pack? Because three is too many and one is too few, or maybe it's the other way. And it was so embarrassing. It's really so embarrassing to allow yourself to be written about like that.
I heard Hulu was doing a competitive film. Here we go. They're doing the Hot Pocket film to compete with his.
It seems possible.
It does.
They did hot
post bucket.
You know how they did the two Firefest ones?
Yeah.
It's based on that, but my joke fell flat, I'll be silent for the next 10 minutes.
You want to go? Can we go the Lego My Eggos movie?
Well, have you seen this post Barbie surge? I mean, I'm sure, have you seen this? But have you seen the post Barbie surge of now, like, toy IP?
Yes. We did some jokes about that on cinema at some point. But is the Play-Doh movie, somebody said?
There's Polly Pocket. There's so many. And it's like, they're assuming that we have, Barbie, really everyone has a connection to. Like, it was...
Yeah, tenuous for some of us.
But. Yes, but she's... That is so ever-present culturally. Like, these are not. Like, no. They're so stupid to think it's going to have the same... It's going to work in the same way. Polly Pocket?
We made a joke on cinema.
What's the mythology of Polly Pocket? That she's small?
I don't even know what Polly Pocket is, honestly. I didn't grow up with that shit.
Being a little defensive.
Yes, years ago, we did a joke on cinema about Greg wanting to... do the Captain Crunch movie. It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Now it feels like... I want to shout out Wes, our director. He's our director, right?
Sure, yeah.
We love Wes. And he was just in Amsterdam, and speaking of breakfast, he brought us some stroof waffles.
Oh, wow. They're
wonderful. So we'll have that those. During the break. I'm loving
it. Whenever I come on, all I do is just cackle. But
I think
sincere.
People love it.
Okay, good.
I know. You're not putting it on, are you?
No.
Correct.
No.
It's just I am at the end of the day a laugher.
You're a silly guy.
Silly guy.
What?
Oh. Check in on the Zoom.
Yes, we have something.
Yeah, we actually have the we have bone pickers sometimes. We have a bone to pick today. We have an actual apology. An apologist. Francis, you want to come back and hat in hand?
Bad to the bone.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Look at this. Now,
look at this setup.
Let me set up something. This was a Zoomer from last week who I called out. Not called. I
called in.
I called. Well, he called in, and I thought that he kind of looked like Vic.
Totally.
We saw it.
Correct.
And he wasn't wearing glasses, too, at the time. You made him put glasses on.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so little did I know that we were talking to a legitimate pop songwriter, artist. I don't know if you're familiar. I want you to gird yourself.
Okay.
Gird yourself. Because what's this guy's name?
Francis Starlight.
What? This is
Francis
the gent
Scott from Key.
Francis and the Lights.
Francis Starlight from Francis and the Lights, right? Is that right?
Francis and the Lights.
That's right. That's correct.
Big pop, big music group.
Correct.
Give us your bona fides.
What? Let's see. I produced on the Frank Ocean album, Blonde.
Hello. That's a big deal.
Big time. Yeah.
John is now, he's like the dude from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Peace and love to you.
You want more?
Yes, yeah, yeah, more. Don't be shy.
I put out a song with Bon Iver and Kanye West on it. Yay,
easy.
Excuse me.
Care for. More. More. More.
When he was amazing. Kanye West, I think. Right?
I opened for Drake.
No more.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
2010, on a full tour, 34 shows.
Dang.
Me opening for Drake.
Do you just, are you just by yourself, or do you have like a band with you?
I had a band, which is maybe not the best choice at the time, but no, it was cool. It was a band.
A lot of gear to lug around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did his crowd like your opening act?
Some of them liked it, and some of them did not like it.
Oh, dear.
I understand that. I'm an opener act.
Yeah. It's a thankless task.
Yeah. And then you don't get paid well?
No.
All right. So then, so what happened after last week's show? You wrote us. You felt bad?
Oh, yeah. I felt bad because I disparaged Vic.
Oh, no.
In what way? Because I mean, I don't remember
usually
anything.
What happens here.
Right. Well, I don't actually feel that bad, but...
Yeah, this is like making it worse.
No, but I just sort of made fun of some things that I think are funny, but...
That's okay.
No, that was it. I mean, I don't know if this is the right time to do this, but I thought I would sing him a song, but...
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a musical episode for sure. This might be our first full-on musical. Well, if you've got a song, take it away. We'd love to hear
apology.
It.
Okay. We have like 3.5 minutes for this right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
3.5.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, that's where the reverb was coming from his own way. It's pre-mixed.
I put some reverb on it.
What is this, Desolation Row?
It's a little bit funny.
Aw.
This feeling inside.
I know this song. It's Elton John.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. And I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody, this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is with you in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss, but a few of the verses
they got me quite cross. Oops.
Yeah.
But the sun's been quite kind since I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse my forgetting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if the green or the blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean is yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen.
Peepers.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It might be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is with you in the world.
The silence.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you,
Francis. It's okay to steal from the Apple Store.
It's okay to steal from the Apple Store. It's okay to steal from the Apple Store. It's okay to steal from the Apple Store. It's okay to steal from the Apple Store. It's okay.
Well done, Vic.
Well, that was very sweet. How about that, Elton John?
That's beautiful, Francis.
I'm Elton John, man. That was beautiful. My goodness gracious.
Elton, like so many other musicians who aren't Khalees, is someone that I haven't ever really tapped into.
Oh, that's exciting.
I would love to get into it. Do you like Elton?
Me? Yeah. Not particularly, but I know that song.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called your song.
It's our song.
Shut down the segment.
All of us. I love Elton. Yeah. I can make you a little playlist.
Please do.
That would be beautiful.
Not you, because you've already stated your
I would. It'd be beautiful for you to
Where
be
are you on
John.
Your Beatles journey? Taking a break?
Well,
thank you, Francis.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Francis.
Carry on.
Carry on our wayward son.
I actually do have a recent update on my Beatles journey.
Yes, we want to hear about it.
Which is that I took two guitar lessons from the drummer in my fake band, the Lemon Squares.
They're not a fake band, by the way. That's a real band.
That's a real band. It's so rude to them to say fake band. That's more my own kind of needing to kneecap my own musical sincerity. But the drummer was giving me guitar lessons.
Lesson one, don't take guitar lessons from the drummer. You hear this, Ed? You hear about this, Ed? Guy John Early here. Saw him play guitar. Must have taken guitar lessons from his drummer. Where's that little rim shot? Weird.
But he told me to get the complete Beatles
sheet music
with the spiral bound edition so that you can put it flat and you don't have to hold it up with your hand, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is the best way to learn guitar.
Bring it over. Let's
and
see
I actually, got. Wait, Doug, I think you may have been there for this. Were you there when we started singing?
I was there. That was awesome. You guys.
Oh, no!
Yes!
No, I literally can't. I can't.
But you weren't playing the
Dumbass.
Guitar.
I was not playing.
What do you want me to play this?
I'm looking through you.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be lonely. I thought I knew you, but now you're gone.
That's such a great song.
About the
mountain stream, Mother Nature's son.
You don't know that one?
You do.
You don't know the White Album.
I actually, it's kind of my least listened to.
I hear you.
It's you know
it's
I like
it's
them.
It's a whole cosmos.
And they, I kind of like, I prefer kind of like right before they.
No.
You know.
You like that mid-period
stuff. You
just
haven't gone in.
I need to go in.
You'll go in, you'll
love. Yeah, that's true. I haven't really, it's kind of.
You have to, but it's about, you have to enter the cosmos.
Yeah.
Enter the cosmos.
But the point is, Doug was there for this. Someone at my party found the complete...
The party I wasn't invited to, as we discussed
last week. And neither was Doug, sweetie. Neither was Doug.
But someone found the songbook and started playing it. And we started singing Beatles songs for like hours. And it was heaven on earth. Group singing, no solos.
Yes. I have been in that... There's another group of people I hang with sometimes who did that Denny Lane tribute I did last year. And these guys are top. They play with Mickey Dolenz. They mm-hmm. play with like top. Some they're kind of in that world of playing with those old rockers. They know every song. So yeah. There's a piano, some guitars. And I've been to these parties a couple times. We sit and hours go by where all we do is sing Beatles, Kinks. You name it, Beach Boys, and they know all the words, they know the harmonies, they know the chords, and it is the greatest feeling.
It was the greatest party. I was euphoric. It was really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to host a party where something like that actually occurs versus just being so anxious the entire time.
I don't want to force it, but I do want to, like, I wish I was better at organizing that. I'm saying, like, I will make the best party happen. You know, and we would all sing songs.
Yeah.
Get stuff printed out so people have words.
Yes.
Because who remembers all these words?
Turning me on. Turning me off.
All right, let's do this, Matt. Well, we got a couple minutes, but we do have a neat new thing that Doug, do you want to talk about?
Are you talking about my video?
Yeah, baby.
I made a video with Jay Weingarten, and
he's dismissive of his
own
humble.
Work. I know.
Well, you said it's like a new, it's not a new thing. As I make videos all the time,
and they're all great.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, do people ever stop by your house unannounced?
Yes.
It's a thing of the past,
famously,
right? Mostly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have that kind of pad, but so I made a video about what would happen if somebody just stops by.
Doug is gracious. I haven't seen this yet, but I love Jay, and I love you.
It might stink. I don't know. This is the world premiere.
So Doug,
but it might be great too.
Doug has generously offered this platform for the for the world premiere, and what we'll do is take a show. This take a little break. Are you okay?
I have one thing to announce before you take the break.
Go for it.
Before we go to Patreon, This is really rude. I'm going to look directly into the camera and say the cities that our movie is playing in.
Dude, what's rude about that?
Okay, ready?
Be proud of your work, just like I was admonishing Doug.
You should be plugging stuff.
But do we want to do video that, then
no,
break,
do
or this,
then
video
we'll
break?
Do your plug,
okay,
and
ready?
Then we'll announce.
So, April 26th, the movie is, it's already in New York
what
at
IFC. Movie?
Stress Positions, released by Disney and for Disney, directed, edited, written by, scored by Theta Hamill, co-starring Theta Hamill. It's called Stress Positions. It's at IFC currently. It's coming to Landmark Sunset in Hollywood on Friday the 26th, but it's also going to be in Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Boston, Atlanta, Tampa, Denver, Portland, San Diego, Columbus, Ohio, Austin, and Albany, Schenectady, Troy. And I also happen to know it's coming to the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, where I'm from, on May 3rd.
I love that.
So keep your
check
eye out.
Your listings. It'll be a very short engagement in these theaters.
Check Fandango. And now to Doug's video. One quick, well, no, that's it. Thank you.
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky.
Ow.
What's happening?
Anything else to plug?
No.
Oh, we're
what?
Going to.
Wait, but what about your video?
That's what I'm telling you.
Get it going. All right, Wes, you got it ready? Let's get.
What was that weird pause?
Okay. Here we go.
In sports.
Oh, hey, Jay. Put that hand away. Bring it in. Let's go inside.
Sorry, my place is a mess.
It actually looks pretty clean.
Yeah, well, look.
That's just one cornflake.
Well, if you took a closer look, you'd know it's a little more complicated than that. I have too big of a heart to wipe that whole civilization off the planet.
So, yeah, just wanted to stop by and say hi.
Well, have a seat. Anywhere you like.
I don't want to sit too close to Doug. That could be a social faux pas. I don't want to sit too far away as to prevent an intimate rapport. Maybe I should ask for a chair. Yeah. Hey, Doug?
Yeah?
Can you grab me a chair?
Sure, I've got one in my closet. Let me go grab it for you.
I sure hope that chair is in the closet like I promised. Oh, jeez, I told Jay the chair was in the closet, but it's not. Will I seem like a liar if I don't tell him? Nah, Jay doesn't care where the chair came from, he just needs a place to sit.
So it was in the closet.
Catch the game last night?
It was insane. Jay, you didn't see any damn game. But I'm not lying, if there was an insane game somewhere last night in the world, there's always insane games.
You want something to drink?
Nah.
You want a chip?
Sure.
It's so cool that you stopped by. People don't do that anymore.
So, what's been going on?
Well, you're the one that came by, so you want me to start? Okay.
I can start.
No, I got it.
What is Doug like? What does Doug do?
What would Jay want to talk about? What is he into?
Why don't you eat your chip?
I was going to.
Should I mention the car accident? Nah, I'll keep it light.
I should eat the chip now. Go for it. Do you know about Dave?
Dave? Which Dave? I know lots of Daves.
He's got curly blonde hair, green glasses. He's got those amphibian flipper hands. He's gorgeous.
Well, I'm face blind, so I don't know.
So how's your love life?
I matched with a celebrity on a dating app.
Ooh. Well, I should call it.
Howdy, y'alls. Who's all got the full show, yo? Come on, already. Go get the full show at www.patreon.com/officehourslive. Get the full show. Get the full show. Get the full show. Go, 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 go. Have fun. Have laughs. Have the full show. If you're thinking
you're too cool. I have a message for you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.